Just want to have one like, ask one question.
Yes.
My understanding of surrender, like just a little bit of Freddy, constantly remembering the mother, is that the, can we call that as surrender? That anything is, like challenges, anything, just remember mother.
That's,
every time you can't remember, like, you know, I try to, when I start my work, I remember mother, but 3-4 hours I don't, and then.
Yes. That's a very good practice. And it's a fundamental practice of the yoga and very powerful practice. Surrender implies that when an event happens which is not to my liking, can I remain in a state of equanimity? Can I accept it as this too is your will? That is surrender. Surrender implies let your will be done and not mine. As long as my will is active and operative, I may remember the mother. But still I want my will to be done. And I may do it very aggressively. There are people who even say I am doing God's work and they become very aggressive about it. So then it's not surrender. So, but yes, remembering the divine is a fundamental practice. Everybody should practice. Sri Aurobindo Name Anando Jogi Rajo Namo Namo Mira Mata Jagatrata Karunamo I Namo Namo. So that's one part. Yes, as a practice, very important.
Is it yes. possible to get a glimpse of divine in the people around you or have divine experiences in your day-to-day life?
Absolutely. What else is yoga meant for? You can not only have a glimpse of the divine in the people around you, in situations, circumstances. That's what yoga is meant to lead us to. In fact, it should be the first step of yoga. So, how does one arrive at it? That's an important question. So, we see what Sri Aurobindo's practice was. Sri Aurobindo uses the word that there was a kingdom given to me. Where? In Alipur jail. What is the kingdom? He has to walk between the cow shed, goshala, and the place where prisoners were making things. So he would walk up and down. And what is the mantra he would keep saying? One is the Isha Upanishad and second is Sarva Khalvidam Brahman. All this is the divine. Like a mad person, all this is the divine. All this. Sarva Khalvidam Brahman, Sarva Khalvidam Brahman, Sarva Khalvidam Brahman. All this is Brahman. All is mother, 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 mother. And a time comes when mother says, okay. So first it will come as a glimpse. What is meant by a glimpse? Not that you will see it with these eyes. That's a last step. But you will get start feeling her presence within you, around you. You will not feel afraid of situations, circumstances. And then you have to keep extending it. When situations don't go your way. So keep on remembering, keep on saying that she is everywhere. It has to start with something in the mind, like a support. So after some time, slowly the presence begins to become operative. The sign that you are beginning to live this experience is that there will be constant peace and joy, a faith that carries you through everything, even an inner door of knowledge which starts revealing the purpose, the divine play in everything that is happening around. Your heart is full of a universal love, even against so-called people who are resisting, stopping. You will do what you have to do. Yet your heart will not be sullied by the opposite emotions, vindictiveness, anger. It will be full of love. Always, because that door opens by the touch of the divine. There will always be sweetness inside. Diabetic, ban jaoge. Jyada sweetness. And you will feel supported in your journey throughout because you know her presence is there. Aspiration will flame, faith will grow, urge of progress, everything because of her presence. And yes, you will begin to experience her presence everywhere in everyone. So one sign that you are experiencing the presence, that is Maitri Karuna Evascha. Feel a friendliness towards all. Karuna, compassion. All this will spontaneously.